This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Urgent. Contact U.S. Republican senators to ask Trump to save the new START treaty. We have just a few days to ensure the last remaining arms control treaty between the United States and Russia continues, with its numerical cap of 1,550 deployed strategic nuclear weapons for each country. The new START treaty is set to expire after Wednesday, February 4th. Please contact Republican U.S. senators. Request that President Trump respond to President Putin's proposal to informally extend the treaty for 1 year. Without this treaty, there will be nothing to stop a new, dangerous, and wasteful nuclear arms race. The consequences could be deadly. The United States and Russia will likely upload multiple warheads onto land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, which would be deeply destabilizing. We have a limited time to save New START. Reuters is reporting that Russia is still waiting for the United States to respond to President Putin's proposal made last fall to informally extend the treaty for 1 year. What you can do: go to defusenuclearwar.org, a coalition of more than 200 organizations and organizers dedicated to reducing the risk of nuclear war. It has created an informative social media toolkit to get the word out. Now is the time for your advocacy to save the new START treaty. 5 key messages are: 1. After February 4, 2026, New START, the last remaining arms control treaty between the United States and Russia, will expire. Without these limits, there will be nothing to impede a new arms race, which would further increase the risk that nuclear weapons will be used again. 2. Nuclear weapons built by the United States and Russia are already more than capable of destroying civilization as we know it. Together, the two countries hold around a 90% share of the world's nuclear arsenals. 3. This is a small, easy step in the right direction. Both President Trump and leading Russian government officials have expressed willingness to extend this treaty's limits. 4. We can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. An extension of New START would be an easy, mutually beneficial step at a moment when the United States and Russia see their interests as opposed across the board. 5. The path to peace is taking concrete steps toward making conflict less likely. If you feel more comfortable writing about the need to extend the New START treaty, Diffuse Nuclear War has a sample letter to the editor for you to use at defusenuclearwar.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.